Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promodj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com.
Shills, and I am a phenomenal master intuitive life coach. And yes, sugar puddings, it is true, I coach the life coaches. But better yet, I hope you take your life lessons and return back to the majesty of you. It's time that you really remember who you are. And guess what? I contend that you are a miracle. You're on this journey, huh? To rediscover you. I'm here just as a humble guide to return you back to you. So come on and join me in this adventure as we all come together to heal the world.
Of the Ask Mama Louise show, where inspiration is your power. Thank you everyone for tuning in all over the world. We are so thrilled to see you, hear you, and feel your energy, because we've got a great show for you this evening, or for whatever time it is around the world that you're listening to this broadcast. Today, the topic of the show is entitled The Breakthrough is in Your Self-Confidence, and we are honored to have a special guest, Mr. Jarrell Jackson. Welcome, Jarrell. How are you, dear?
I am absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Mama Louise, for this opportunity. You know, I'm sure that you're excited to be working with you, because, you know, working with you is like butter on a biscuit. It just goes so good together. And yeah, I'm truly, truly happy that we're getting this done. So how are you?
I am wonderful. So let me give you all a little background about Jarrell Jackson. First of all, he is a certified life coach, where he is a native of Memphis, Tennessee. The thing that intrigues me the most about Jarrell is that his specialty is working with clients and helping them make breakthroughs, to break through their comfort zones, conquering their fears, and establishing positive habits for a healthier, beneficial way of living. And so that's a powerful mouthful about what you do, Jarrell. Tell us what led you to this point of selecting this specific way of wanting to help people have a breakthrough in their lives.
You know what, Mama? Actually, I can honestly say this, I was existing in life. I wasn't living. And I'm going to say maybe about 2016, I was in my bed one night just kind of listening to a lot of different inspirational videos. And I said, something has to give with my life. At that time, I was working in the restaurant industry, and I was doing what I was taught as a child. You know, as an adult, I was working every day. I was making money. I was paying my bills. But I felt like it wasn't my gift. It wasn't my passion. And it wasn't bringing me joy. And I began to ask those specific questions, like, what is my why? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? What is the path of the journey that I'm supposed to be on? And I'll never forget, I was journaling really heavy at the time. I woke up a couple of days later at 12 o'clock midnight, and I jumped out of the bed and I grabbed that pen and pad, and I wrote and I said, life coaching, mentoring, and a motivational speaker is what my life will be from this day. And I marked it October the 16th, 2016. And I started my journey then. Man, as you know, or a lot of people really don't know the story of how I kind of actually got into it, there were a lot of things that led to that. I said, well, you know what, I want to get certified as a life coach, but how do I get this done? So when I really started asking the right questions and started putting myself in the direction or in the flow of the things that I wanted, every question that I had was answered right, like spot on. I said, okay, well, I want to get certified, but I don't want to just get it online. I want to go to an actual class and I want to get certified. So I went to Google, and the first place that popped open was Life Coach Institution of Orange County, and that's where I received my certification. And I said, okay, now I have my certification. What is it that I need to do now? Like, how do I start getting clients? What should I do? And I began to be connected with beautiful, spiritual people that were just, they had either been on the path or were still on the path, or more than likely, it was just friends and loved ones, and they pushed me. And everything from then was, it was peanut butter and jelly for me. I even made a huge choice and a decision. I walked away and I quit my full-time job of 2017. And my last shift working, that was August. No, I take that back. It was September 1st. I took a chance on my dreams. I took a chance on what I truly wanted. And it's been smooth sailing since then.
Wow, that is phenomenal. It's almost like you conceived it and made the way.
Yes, most definitely. And things in life, when it's something that you truly, truly want, something that you know that you're deserving of, and something that belongs to you, you have to do the work. No one's going to give it to you. It's not just going to fall in your lap. It's not like going to the grocery store and just getting a lottery ticket and scratching and winning $1 million. You really have to do that inner work to get those things that you want. And now I'm actually living life. I'm not just existing. Of course, I still have bills, you know, we'll have those until we die. But now I'm living. Like, every day that I wake up, I'm waking up with a purpose, and I'm waking up extremely happy about what I'm doing. And it's helping people. It's helping people to step out of their fear, to really look at fear and understand how beautiful fear is, because fear is what pushes us and motivates us to become bigger and stronger people. Either let fear back you in a corner and beat you down really bad, or you stand toe to toe with fear and you let fear know who's the winner. And when we step out of those comfort zones and we really, really, really begin to stretch ourselves, we become bigger and better people. I love telling a lot of clients that whenever you feel uncomfortable, it means that it's time to grow. If a turtle stayed the same size all its life, but the shell got bigger and bigger and bigger, but nothing else grew, that would be so uncomfortable for that turtle. So when that turtle begins to grow, that shell grows, and you just have to constantly keep changing in life. You got to take certain things off and put on new things. You just got to keep going with it.
That is powerful. So what made you really pick self-confidence?
It's a struggle. Let me tell you, Mama. Let me tell you about this self-confidence thing. It's nothing to play with. I was doing some research, and 85% of the people in the world struggle with self-confidence. 85%. And when I started doing my research and I started looking inward within myself, I said, you know what? I can't be the only person that has either struggled with self-confidence or is still struggling with it and doing the work to fix it. And so I said to myself, I said, you know what? I'm going to pick something that the world needs to hear about and that a lot of people are afraid to talk about, because, you know, people get self-esteem and self-confidence. They kind of just throw them in the same pot and they say, okay, well, they're both the same thing, but they're actually different. So when I got into self-confidence and I started doing that reading and doing that research and applying the principles, things begin to change so much. And I want to help other people change. I want to help other people become better. And I want them to honestly know that if they do that inner work and they get in their place of work, man, their life will change so much for the better. So much.
So how can you tell the difference between self-confidence and self-esteem? It always seems like it sounds and feels alike. What is the difference?
Yeah, okay. Well, with self-esteem, it's basically the way that you feel about yourself. It's how you feel. Like, you can say, oh, I'm a horrible person. Oh, I'm not meant to have anything in the world. Oh, I'm not meant to be loved. Oh, I'm not beautiful. I'm not handsome. I'm not powerful. That's what you believe about yourself, and that's where self-esteem goes. But what I love about self-confidence actually focuses on the feelings, the emotions, and the thoughts that you have about your abilities as an individual. So when you get into self-confidence, it's like, okay, do I have the ability to go out into the world every day and to be powerful? Do I have the ability to push myself beyond my comfort zone to get the things in life that I want? Do I actually have the ability to love as well as be loved? It's, you know, you see, you begin to feel the difference. So it's not about, once again, self-esteem, where you're constantly kind of telling yourself how you feel, but that self-confidence focuses more on your abilities. And if we can work on the thought process, the feelings, and the emotions, then we can begin to do and fix the problem to get us to where we want to be.
Wow. If people but only knew that what they're searching for, they really always have within them. But honest, Jarrell, people go through so many things in their childhood and their adulthood, and they just run out of steam being able to rebuild themselves and feel worthy again. Where do they begin?
Good question. I love that. Where do we begin? And, you know, my answer to that is we have to go back to the beginning. We have to go back to the beginning. As children, we all have dealt with, you know, certain things from family members or from friends or loved ones where we've either been scarred or we have a couple of scars. You know, some of us are, I like to say, a lot of us are burn victims. We carry our scars around. We carry our fear. We carry our hurt around. And as we begin to grow up in the world, we keep and we hold on to those things. But we never do the research. We never go and ask the questions that need to be asked. We never go to the people to get the answers and the things that we need so that we can properly heal. And when you ask, well, what do we do? How do we refuel ourselves? We have to go back to the beginning. That means facing that fear of asking those questions that you were afraid to ask as a child. You have the opportunity now as an adult to ask those questions. You have the power and the ability to seek what it is that you're looking for. If you don't ask the questions and you don't do the work, you can't heal from it. And a lot of us as people, what we do, we carry that hurt and that pain around with us from childhood. And a lot of the choices and the decisions that we make as adults, they come from our childhood mentality or our childhood scars. And we think that we're doing things the right way. They feel like they're doing the right way. But when we get hurt or we get broken or we get a little afraid, guess who we revert back to? That innocent little child that was broken from years ago. So if you want to get that fuel and you want to say, how do I do the work? How do I, as an adult, how do I really, really get to the place of where I want to be and I want to work on my self-confidence? Go back and ask those questions to people that may have harmed you or hurt you or maybe have broken you in some shape, form, or fashion in the past. And build yourself to be prepared for whatever answers that you hear. Another part of self-confidence is allowing yourself to feel, allowing yourself to be, and knowing that you have the ability to take whatever comes your way and you can make it what you need it to be. And when you do that and you push yourself further and you begin to say, okay, these are the questions that I had. These are the answers that I've received. Now it's left up to me to decide if I want to wallow in these answers and stay in the past, or if I want to take these answers, take what feels good, take what makes me feel beautiful and precious and honest about myself. I want to choose to take these things and carry them with me into this new journey and this new way of living. And when we carry those beautiful parts with us, we can move further, and then we can start getting that fuel that we need. And as people, we got to stop running off of fumes. A lot of us, our self-confidence is so low, we have been running off of fumes for years. But we just haven't learned the secret and the processes of building that self-confidence and getting us to where we need to be.
Wow, now that's powerful. I love the point when you made of how we have to go ahead and dig into our own self and pull ourselves forward, even though we've been through these things in life, that we're worthy enough to even create a whole new slate for ourselves and move
that,
on.
Yeah, and that slate is very, very powerful. And I love that word, worthy. You know, a lot of us feel like we are our circumstances, but we're not. Life will always throw lemons, tomatoes, grapefruits, bananas, limes. Life will always throw all types of things at us. But as long as you wallow in your circumstances and you feel like, oh, well, my life has always been hard and I've never had it easy. Okay, but every day you get an opportunity, every day that you wake up, the moment those eyes pop open and you take that first breath, you have the option and you have the ability. Once again, that's that word ability again, which goes right into, you know, self-confidence. You have the ability to make that day whatever it is that you want it to be. You have the ability to make that day what you need it to be. And once again, it's about doing that inner work. I am not my circumstances, and I am worthy of more. I am worthy of having great, loving people around me, and my self-confidence is more.
Ooh, I love that right there. So, Jarrell, let us know, how can someone contact you if they wanted to receive more life coaching? Where are you located on social media? Give us your information.
Y'all want my info? Yeah, I think y'all want my info. Let me go.
We want your info.
Let me give you my info. If you guys are interested in your one-on-one sessions with me or even group coaching sessions, you guys are free to visit my website, which is trustjarrell.com. That's trustjarrell.com. You guys can find me on social media. On Instagram, I'm at lifecoach_Jarrell. I am also on Twitter at trust_Jarrell. You guys can find me on Facebook at trustjarrellreloaded. I mean, even on my Facebook, starting this upcoming Monday, guys, I do a morning broadcast at 8 a.m. Central Time, giving out really, really great nuggets of information to help you in your life. You all can also find me on Periscope. That's going to also be at trust_Jarrell. And yeah, those are all the sites that you guys can find me on and connect with. Very, very easy to find. I try to hop around on all of those sites 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Facebook and Instagram and all these other places should cut me a check, because I'm always there.
I love it, yes. So I'm going to ask you a question about, do you recall a point in your life when you were coming through that you didn't know quite if you were going to make it through to stand back on your own 2 feet again? And what was that like for you, and how did you do it?
See, Mama, you coming with the questions today, and oh, I love them so much. I love them. Let me tell you guys something. When I made the choice to walk away and quit my full-time job in September, I had this mindset that Jarrell's going to be rolling in the dough. Everything is going to be peaches and strawberry ice cream and a bag of Skittles. Let me tell you how life is so funny. Life had a way of giving me about maybe 2 or 3 months of really, really great days, and things just began to happen. I was in a car wreck the day after Thanksgiving. Money began to get tight. I was like, Lord, like, what in the world is going on? Like, it wasn't supposed to be this way. How am I gonna make it? Money began to get tight. I was looking around, like, where are the life coaching clients? Like, what needs to happen? What did I do wrong? I began digging in myself, but I wasn't digging in myself to do more work. I was digging in myself to beat myself up. And I began to question my choices and decisions. I said, well, maybe I shouldn't have left my job. I began to say, Jarrell, this isn't going to work. Jarrell, this isn't the lane for you. This isn't the field for you. Maybe you're not cut out for this. And what I started doing, I started questioning my abilities as an individual. I even started questioning my abilities as a coach. I said, well, maybe certain clients are not coming in because I'm not worthy of having those clients. Maybe I'm not skilled enough to be receiving the people that really, really want my services. Maybe, Jarrell, maybe you are just a restaurant worker. Maybe that's all you were put on this earth to do, was to be a manager and to work in restaurants and to just help people ring up orders and help employees along the way. And it was a really dark time for me. And I started to really get to a place where my mind was just, it was just all over the place. And I had to revert back to my teachings as a life coach. I had to really take the time to sit back and say, Jarrell, now you can't be a life coach in the first 2 or 3 months of your journey when things get a little tough or rough. You're ready to run. Go deeper in your purpose, go deeper in your passion. Define what a life coach really is. I can't coach people if I haven't experienced life. So what I did was I started reading. I started doing a lot of journaling. I started meditating. I really started getting in touch with the why, like asking those why questions. There's an amazing video on YouTube of Michael Beckwith. I love Michael Beckwith, by the way. And he talks about asking the right questions. And my questions, you know, before I started doing the work was, why you take my car away? Or why this, why that? But it's not about the why, it's about the what. And the what is this situation trying to teach me? What does this life have for me? What am I going through right now that will prepare me to be someone of greater importance? What am I missing? What do I need? What do I want to work on? What do I want more of? And when I started asking those questions, Mama, I had to start keeping pen and pad by my bed, because dreams and visions and things were coming left and right. And when I started asking those right questions and things began to piece themselves together, I said, okay, we're on to something right now. Every time I thought about going back to my old job, something different would come along. Every time I thought about just saying or throwing in the towel, something would just magically appear. So it was life's lesson basically trying to tell me you're on the right path, but you got to listen to your gut feeling. And one thing that I love about self-confidence, and especially when it talks about the abilities, it talks about having conversations with yourself. And I'm not talking about, what do you have a taste for today? Oh, I think I want, you know, a steak bagel from McDonald's. No, I'm talking about having those conversations, like, what is my life about? What do I want to leave for family members or friends? Or how do I want to be remembered? It's now or never. And when I started getting in there and getting in that garden, as the amazing Chakra Wanda says, when I got in life's garden, man, and I started doing that tilling and pulling up those weeds and seeing all the beautiful things that I could harvest and the fruit, life started getting pretty sweet for me, Mama. Real sweet.
Now, see, that's powerful, because you were willing to know that you have a garden. So it feels like people need to recognize who they are despite their circumstances, regardless of what they've been, that they are a warrior. walk-in garden.
Mm-hmm. All types of walk-in garden. And whatever you want in your garden, whatever you want in your life is a product of you. You have to be willing to nourish yourself. You have to be willing to take care of yourself. You have to be willing to look in yourself and say, you know what? I have the ability to bring some really, really positive things forth. I really have the power to change not only myself, but to change others. And when you realize that, when that light kicks on, and that's just something amazing about that light bulb when it actually turns on. We have many light bulbs that turn on throughout our lives, but when I'm talking about that self-confidence work, when that light bulb comes on, you run. You run because after you've been in the dark for so long and you're just trying to feel your way through and you see an ounce of light, that light is basically hope. That light is guidance. And you got to go towards that light. That kind of sound like the poltergeist, going to the light, Caroline. But that's what it is. It's that light, and that light is reassurance that the path that you're on is the right. You're going the right way.
Well, what about those who are perfectionists and they feel like, well, you know, I don't have no support. I don't have no money. I don't have. What do we need to inject them and move them out of that space so that they can go ahead and launch forward for more?
I don't have. I wish I had. If I had. These are all of the things that a lot of us either say or we've said them in our lives, and they become our story. And one thing about a story, it doesn't matter how many times you tell it. If you don't change something in the story, the ending will always be the same. What I had to learn as a life coach and what I teach a lot of my clients is whatever comes out of your mouth is what you will get. Because if it's coming out of your mouth, it means that you've thought about it. And if you've thought about it, you felt it. So if you can feel, think, and say that I don't have enough money, I don't have, I wish I had, I'll never be, if only I had, the only thing that you are producing around yourselves is a bunch of shoulda, coulda, wouldas. What you say out of your mouth is what life will bring you. I love doing affirmations. That's one of the things that I absolutely, I go over with all of my clients whenever I start working with them. And I say, okay, how are you feeling and where do you want to be in life? And when they say, well, right now I feel like I don't. I say, well, let's talk about where you want to be and how you want to feel. And however it is that you want to feel and however you want to live your life or however great you want to become, I'm going to write affirmations after that. So even if you're one of those perfectionists or you're those people that say, I don't have enough money, write it in the form of an affirmation and say, I have more than enough money. Money is all around me. Well, I don't really have people supporting me. Everything and everyone that I need is always around me, and I have unlimited support. See, when we can start saying things and we say them over and over and over again, guess what happens? Our mind starts telling us, hey, this sounds really good. And if I can say it, the only thing I got to do is believe it. And then if I believe it, then guess what happens? Life opens this magic door that has all of these gifts in it of everything that we've ever wanted and everything that we've ever needed. And so in cases, it's also a room full of people that we've always desired to be around us. And there's love in this room. There's support that's in that room. There's all type of money, treasure chest, and unlimited supplies of everything that we need. So for anyone that's out there, and especially if you're dealing with self-confidence and you feel like you don't have what you need around you, I challenge you to change the way you think, change the way you speak. And when you change those two things, you're going to start feeling different. And then all of a sudden, mama, all of these little gifts are going to start coming from everywhere. I use this as an example. When I walked away from my full-time job, I made a pretty nice salary for a single man with no kids or anything like that. So I had more than enough money, I'd say. When things began to kind of come up and I started looking at my bank accounts and I started seeing my money just kind of depleting because I did the whole save money up for 6 to 8 months. You know, if you're going to walk away from your job to do something that you love, I began to see my money and things like starting to decrease, and I started stressing. How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to pay my car note? How am I going to do this? I don't have. I started stressing. And before I knew it, I found myself laying in the bed at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning worrying about things that if I would have changed my mindset and changed the way that I thought about myself and my feelings and my situations, things could have gotten better. So I found this book, and it's a beautiful book. I know it's won plenty of awards, but it's by the late Louise Hay, and the book is called You Can Heal Your Life. And Louise Hay talks about finances, and she talks about certain situations that if you release the need for it and the want from it, or the release the need and the wants of it, it will flow to you. It will come to you in the least amount of ways. And I read this passage, Mama, and I looked at it and I had to read it three times because I said, this has to be crazy. Louise Hay said that with every bill that you get, look at that bill and say, I welcome you into my home and I love you. And all of my bills I paid with ease and comfort. She said to show love and appreciation for the bill. And I'm sitting up here looking at my electricity bill and rent, and I'm like, I don't love y'all. I don't. I have no love for you. But what I started doing is I started showing appreciation for my bills. And I started writing affirmations. And I said, with every bill that comes into my home, it is paid with ease and comfort. Money flows to me. Money is all around me. Money is not an issue. I have more than enough. My life is comfortable with ease. And mind you, I'm not working. At this time, I wasn't even working a full-time job. And Mama, let me tell you, money started coming from everywhere. It started coming from everywhere. $45 here, $150 here. I mean, bills just paid on time, right at the nick of time where I thought that things were just not going to add up. Go check the mailbox. Oh, here's a check from X, Y, and Z. And I'm just like, but I changed my thought process. I stopped talking about what I didn't have and what I wanted, and I started writing affirmations, and I started speaking to myself and started really, really doing the work and realizing that everything that I wanted, I can have, and it's already here. I just have to speak it. So that's that information that I have or that I would love to give someone. Stop talking about what you don't have and what you want and start speaking about and start actually speaking it into existence and already claiming it and stating that it's already there around you.
What I love the most is the sound of practicing it, that it has to be a practice that you commit to
faithfully every day. Like those affirmations that are on my mirror, I do new affirmations every month. So I take the old ones down, and tomorrow, which is April 1st, I'll write new affirmations for the month of April. And I'll never forget one of my affirmations from February was, no, it's actually this month because it's in the bathroom now. It says that as a life coach, I will be doing joint projects and working with great and amazing people in 2018. And guess what we're doing right now, Mama? We're doing work together.
We're on point
and we on fire. We doing work together. So that goes to show you, listeners, that if you speak what you want and you believe what you want, life will open up those doors and give you everything that you need.
I love it. So I just want to mention, because we're still going to go forward and we got a lot more to talk about. Please let the listening audience know, where can they reach you so that they can at least get time to sit with someone who's been through it and is moving forward for more.
Beautiful and amazing people, you guys can definitely find me on my website, which is trustjarell.com. TrustJarell.com. You guys can also connect with me on social media. Find me on Instagram at LifeCoach_Jarell. Twitter, you can find me at Trust_Jarell. You can also find me on Facebook. Type in Trust Jarell Reloaded. And if you guys want to connect with me on Periscope as well, you can follow me there at Trust_Jarell. So if you don't know anything else or you didn't hear anything I said, you know it's some type of trust in there, some type of way. So that's where you guys can find me.
I love it. So Jarell, this is the one thing I wanted to talk about. Sometimes people feel ashamed that they don't have the confidence that they perceive other people have. And they don't mention it. They don't share that they're going through something, but yet they are holding the shame of feeling like they're not enough.
Mm-hmm.
How can they address that without feeling a sense of loneliness from the world in order to move forward on the things that they really want to move forward?
Yeah, really, really, really good question. First things first, before you can actually deal with anything, you have to acknowledge it. So if you can acknowledge the fact that I feel like I don't have the confidence, I feel like there's something that I'm missing, I feel like I'm not as strong as everyone else. If you can acknowledge that about yourself, give yourself a pat on the back. Because many people, what we do, we kind of realize or know things about ourselves, but we sweep them under the rug and we just choose not to deal with them. But if you can acknowledge those parts about yourself, dealing with your self-confidence, and acknowledge them and embrace them, you're already on the right track. And then the next thing that I encourage you to do is release whatever that feeling of not feeling enough is. If it's, I feel ashamed, I don't feel like I'm the best, release that feeling. Because whatever it is that you feel like you are ashamed of, it's going to try its best to hold you as a prisoner. There is nothing, and it may be hard to believe, but there's nothing in this life or anything in your world that you've done or that you will do that you should be ashamed of. All things in life are a lesson. I love that Eon LaVanzant says, what's the famous quote? Lessons are all things in life which God would have us learn. I love that. I think that that's absolutely beautiful. But you have to go deeper. Ask yourself, what is it that I'm ashamed of? Why do I feel ashamed? Who told me that it's okay to feel ashamed? And if you don't like that feeling of ashamed, do the work. And say, okay, well, rather than feeling ashamed, how would I like to feel? That's how we get into that work, that inner work that I was talking about. How do I get to the place where I don't feel ashamed? What would not feeling ashamed or not being ashamed, what would it look like and what would it feel like? And what do I need to get there? And once you acknowledge that and you free yourself and you go in the direction of what you want and how you want to feel, then that's how you get out of that place of where you are. Once again, there's nothing in this life that we should be ashamed of. You know, it's like riding a bike. I hadn't rode a bike in years, but I guarantee you, if I walked outside right now and someone said, Mr. Jackson, we'll give you $3 million if you can get on this bike and ride it around the apartment complex. Of course, I'd ride the bike. I'd get on it and ride it around the apartment complex and I'd ask them, where's my check? But if someone said, if I walked outside and someone says, Mr. Jackson, here's a motorcycle, and if you can ride around this apartment complex, we'll give you $3 million. I wouldn't feel ashamed because I don't know how to ride the motorcycle. It would just be an obstacle. It would just be a place of, or something that I could say, I've never done this before. So what's that feeling that comes up? That feeling that comes up is more of, man, I wish I knew how so that I could get this money, but I'm not going to feel ashamed about it. There are things in life that we just don't know. There are things in life that we're going to do. There are things that we're going to say. There are going to be people that we're going to interact with, and that they're either going to be for our good or they're going to be for our bad. Sometimes we're going to get burned in life. Sometimes we're going to mess up, scratch our knees up. We're going to make those mistakes, but it's nothing to be ashamed of, because all of those things that you do in life, the mistakes, the good parts and the bad parts, they build your self-esteem and they also build your self-confidence and they prepare you to become the person that you've always been meant to be.
Now that is a lesson on life that I hope our audience is taking notes of. I love that.
Yeah.
Because that's powerful. Because no one is a mistake. Everyone here is here for their beautiful gift and they're here to rediscover it. And sometimes life will take us through different pathways and uncomfortabilities just to get to that place of excellence that came with us at birth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, how do we refuel? Because sometimes we're on a high and we feel like we got it going on, and then boom, we bottom out. How do we get back on that bike?
You know what? There is this word, and it's so beautiful, Mama, and it's called disengage. When we are low on fuel and our self-confidence is low and we feel like we just don't have anything to give, you know, or we're just going through the motions, we have to learn how to disengage. What do I mean by disengage? I'll use myself as an example. When I needed to refuel back in January, I didn't pay attention to the signs of my body. My body was like, you're tired, you're overdoing it, you're doing too much, take some time. And I was like, no, I gotta keep going. And I was running off of fumes. So my body had a way of telling me that if you don't listen to what I'm trying to tell you, we're gonna find a way to make you slow down. And when my body found a way for me to slow down, I disengaged. I removed myself from social media. I began to slowly detach myself away from certain people. And I took time apart from myself and I did a couple of things. First thing that I did, Mama, was I talked to myself, or I spoke to myself every day. And this is how I refueled myself. I spoke to myself every day. I had conversations about my fears. I had conversations about my doubts. I had conversations about the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And I also had a deeper conversation, which was I thought I was supposed to be here by this time in my life. Now, that's a difficult conversation to have. And if you are running on fumes and you need to refuel, I guarantee you that conversation right there, I thought I would have been somewhat different in my life by now. It's a number one conversation to have to refuel your life, because you start doing the work and getting the answers to the things that you want and the things that you need. Then another thing that I did to refuel myself, I got an accountability partner. Yeah, me as a life coach, I had to get an accountability partner. You want to know why? Because Jarrell doesn't always follow through sometimes. I'm human, you know? Sometimes I'm running around here doing X, Y, and Z and A, B, and C for everyone else, but Jarrell forgets to take time out for himself. So that accountability partner came in and says, hey, you need to rest more. Hey, I need to check in with you to make sure that you're doing okay. I need to make sure that you are taking care of your body and that you're feeding yourself in every aspect of your life, so that when you begin to re-enter into life as a new and improved life coach, Jarrell, you're not running on fumes. And another thing that I started doing, Mama, to refuel myself, I started taking on more challenges. Sometimes when we are trying to figure out where can we get our energy from or what's kind of depleting our energy, we're being yanked and pulled by people and by certain things in the wrong direction. So when I began to disengage from social media and I began to start kind of letting go of certain people, those energies that those apps and people held, they fell off. I didn't have that anymore. So I wound up having more time on my hand and I had more energy to give, because by this time, I was refueling. I was getting my energy back. I was getting my pep back. Like, I was, I don't know if swag is still a word, but I was getting my swag on. I was starting to feel myself a little bit more. So what I started doing was I started taking on more challenges. What does Jarrell really, really want to do? I started reading more books. I started going out and enjoying nature more. I started gravitating towards people, conversations, and things that felt good to me. And when I found those people, those things, those conversations, that realm of energy, it was like a boost of battery power from outer space. I started feeling really good. I was waking up with a lot of energy. Why? Because I was putting myself in the direction and in the path of what I wanted and what I needed. And that what I needed was being refueled. It was about being recharged. And when I started doing just that work right there, my ability, once again, here's that word again, self-confidence, we're talking about ability. I realized that the thoughts and the emotions and the feelings that I had wrapped up and tied around the wrong people and the wrong things, it was draining me, mama. And that's what I want to tell you guys. You have to do that work to figure out what's draining you or what's taking away from you in your life. And when you can disengage and you do that work, when you can pinpoint what's kind of draining you and what's taken away from you and what's leaving you with that nothing feeling, if you can detach away from it and get around what it is that will fuel you and what gives you more energy, start doing like daily practices, start really putting in that real work. When you do that, you will begin to refuel, you'll get energy from so many different places, and you'll be unstoppable.
I'm telling you. So when you talk about unstoppable, what does that look like, and what do you have to shed and leave behind to come back, make that comeback, to be unstoppable and worthy for yourself, not for others?
Yeah, see, I'm a huge Marvel fan. I love anything Marvel. My favorite group from Marvel is the X-Men. There's one character, his name is Juggernaut. And anytime people talk about Juggernaut, they always describe him as the unstoppable Juggernaut. What does that mean? In the Marvel world, it means that he's so powerful and he's so strong that it doesn't matter how much you use your powers against him or you hurt him or you do X, Y, and Z, he keeps coming back. It doesn't matter what they throw at him. They could throw 60 buildings on this guy. And guess what, mama? He still keeps coming back. That's what unstoppable looks like for me in my life. Okay, so what, life threw me a tomato and it popped me upside the head. Do I let that get the best of me or do I keep going? I keep going. And I say, okay, I didn't expect that. And that's something that you taught me. Mama Louise taught me, guys. She said, stop trying to avoid the unexpected. There's nothing that you can do about unexpected things that come up in life. You can either face them or you can let them beat you. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to let them beat me. I want to beat them. So unstoppable for me looks like conquering everything, finding that there's a solution to everything. Being able to stop, sit back, and evaluate and say, okay, this is a new area. This is a new feeling. I've never experienced this before. Is it going to get the best of me, or am I going to find a way to make this work for me? And in life, guys, this is what I want you guys to take away. That's what life is all about. Taking what life throws you and turning it around and using it for your good. And if you can do that, all things can happen. Like I told you guys, I was in a car wreck in November. And one of the biggest things was, you know, I was like, I had a $400 car note. And I was like, well, I don't know how I'm going to pay this car note because I'm not working a full-time job. Life turns around and happens, and the lady hits me in the back and totals out my car. Guess what? I don't have a $400 car note anymore. I didn't expect for it to happen like that. But the thing about it was, even though they totaled out that vehicle, the only thing that my vehicle needed was a back bumper. So now the bumper will be replaced and the car rides fine. Nothing wrong with it, but I'm free of a car note. So it's one of those things, like, life had a funny way of showing me, like, okay, I'm going to give you what you're looking for. I'm going to give you what you're asking for, but I'm not going to give it to you in the way that you expect it, but I want to see how you handle this. And the way I did that, working with mama, because Lord, mama knows I was going through. Mama knows I was going through, but life had a funny way, and I took that situation and I used it to work for me. So any difficult task that you guys go through in life, anything that you're working through or that it just seems like there is no way out, you have to look at that thing in the face and says, how am I going to make you work for me? And if you can do that with one thing, you can do it with everything. And that's how you become unstoppable.
Jarrell, now that right there was on fire, sugar.
That
statement right there is the medicine when we talk about self-confidence. Please give us your information again where people can reach you, because I'm telling you, that was powerful.
Oh, yeah. Guys, if you want to reach out to me for your one-on-one life coaching sessions or your group coaching sessions, you guys, please visit my website, trustjarrell.com. That's TrustJarrell.com. You guys can connect with me on social media sites. Instagram is going to be life coach_Jarrell. My Twitter is trust underscore Jarrell. You can find me on Facebook at Trust Jarrell Reloaded. You all can also find me on Periscope at Trust underscore Jarrell. And a lot of people usually kind of get my name mixed up. It's either they spell it with two R's and one L, but I'm going to give you guys the correct spelling. It's J-A-R-E-L-L. If you get the name right, you got me.
Love it. So if you had to give someone tonight, this morning, wherever in the world they are listening to this broadcast, what would you give them as a gift to their heart to make them understand that we need their gifts in this world and not to give up?
Oh, yeah. This is what I would tell them. Your audience is already there. They are just waiting for you to arrive. And what I mean by that is we all have a specific group of people when we're born. These people are meant to be in our lives. They're meant to be around us, and they're meant to be inspired by us and through us. In life, we go through a period of trying to figure out who our tribe is, or who our best friends are, or who are the people that are for us. And we have to go through the bad times as well as the good times to find them. But when you find those people and they begin to connect, that is your audience. Your audience has always been there. They're ready to soak up your information. They're ready to soak up your love. They're ready to soak up your energy. They're ready to feed you. And what I mean by feed you, they're ready to feed you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially. That's your audience. And the only thing that they need for you to do is arrive. But the only way that you can arrive is by working on that self-esteem, working on that self-confidence, doing those affirmations, believing in yourself, stepping out of your comfort zone and facing those fears. You'll never know who you are if you never take a risk on kind of searching who you want to be. In order to get something in life that you've never had, you've got to be willing to do something that you've never done. And whatever that thing is that you're afraid to do, me as a life coach, it's my job to help you break this fear. That's why I'm here. That's what I got for my mama. That's what I got.
Well, Jarrell, love you deeply. I love
you. Oh, I love you too, mama.
Oh, my goodness. Just from the bottom of my heart, because you're willing to take the bumps and the bruises of being the one who guides, and you honor that responsibility that you have with truth, trust, and understanding. And I'm so honored to just be connected to you. I promise I am. And
you know,
I want everyone who's listening to know that never give up. Never give up on you. Whatever you're going through, whatever is in front of you, you are a powerful gift.
Exactly. And once again, Mama, I thank you for reaching out to me. I found Mama Louise guys on Periscope. We have an amazing family on Periscope. Mama Louise has been nothing but a blessing. And, you know, I have to toot Mama Louise's horn. Man, Mama Louise put me in the class, y'all. 30 days of transforming your life. I can't tell y'all how my life was truly transformed just by working with Mama Louise. So, once again, about, like I said, about everybody has an audience. You know, I'm a part of Mama Louise's audience. And I always have been. It just took me a minute to find my seat. And Mama Louise is a part of my audience as well. And she's sitting right on the front row, and she's never going to leave my side. So, thank you so much, Mama.
And that is the truth, sir. You better believe that. So as we're signing off to the listening audience, as I always like to tell you, no matter what you're being through, no matter what you're going through, I want you to remember to say to yourself, especially at your lowest point, I am a miracle. No matter what you're facing, because I need you to remember who you really are. Be the miracle that you're born to be. If you'd like to connect with me, Mama Louise, you can find me on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, my website, under Ask Mama Louise. And you can definitely connect with me in conjunction with the Chill Lover Radio Network.
Yeah.
And you can find me there if you'd like to reach and contact me. I'd like to thank everyone for Chill Lover Radio for helping us bring together a phenomenal show this evening. And we are so thrilled by the majesty and the mystery and the miracle of all of you. Good night, everyone. Take care now. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot, Jarrell.
Oh, thank you. You guys have a great night.
Yes, dear.
Exclusive.
Welcome, everyone. I am Louise O'Shills, your host for the Ask Mama Louise Show, where inspiration is your power. And we brought back for the bonus Mr. Jarrell Jackson, a phenomenal life coach. And the question is at hand tonight. We're going to talk about how to set your soul on fire. And I'm going to ask you, Jarrell, what does it take for someone to look in the mirror and decide, how am I going to set my soul on fire?
The question, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? You don't want it bad enough, you're gonna do the bare minimum to get it. And if you really don't get it, it's one of those things you'll be like, I guess I didn't want it bad enough. When I think about, like, honestly, like something that sets my soul on fire, I think about achieving goals, achieving obstacles, knocking things out of the park. My parents taught me at a very, very young age to, if you're gonna do something, don't just be good at it. Knock it out of the park and go above and beyond. So when we're trying to think about, like, how do I keep my soul on fire? How do I really ignite this flame within me to get the things that I want and I need? You ask yourself that question, well, how bad do I want it? You can answer that question. Then you can ask this next question. What am I willing to do to get it? What am I willing to do to get it? And whatever that answer looks like to you, that's where the work comes in. There's another question that you have to ask yourself directly after that one. What am I willing to release to get what needs to come to me? It's like you have a handful of pennies in both hands and your fist is clenched and someone is trying to hand you $20. But the only thing that you have to do is release the pennies that's in your hand. Let them go and grab something of greater importance. And that's how we keep our souls or our spirits lit or on fire for the things that we want. We've got to be willing to open up our hearts, open up our minds, open up our hands, open up our thought process to release what we've always known or these traditions or habits that have been taught to us that kind of sometimes don't make sense. We just believe them because it's just what our parents or what life has taught us. If we can learn to release those things and just open up, man, we could really grab some things in life that will truly light us on fire. And you have to say, okay, well, what does my fire look like? Your fire could be, okay, well, I want my own home. That fire could be, well, you know what? I want my college degree. I want to go back to school and get something that I've never had. It could be something as simple as, you know what? I want to at least save up $2,000 by the end of the year. So you go through those questions. How bad do I want it? What am I willing to do to get it? And what am I willing to release to get what I want?
Now, that is on point. And so the next question is, what do you do to make the first step to go get what you really, really want?
Hey, you got to acknowledge it. If you really, really want it, if you want it bad enough, you have to acknowledge it. Don't ignore it. If there is a feeling, a prime example, if you're sitting at your desk at work and your stomach is growling and you say, you know what, I have a taste for a double quarter pounder with cheese with no onion, with extra pickle, large fry, and a large hot seat. Now, this is not what I order when I go to McDonald's because, you know, I eat pretty healthy. I'm lying, by the way. But if you really sit there and think about that sandwich and how it's going to taste, how fresh it's going to be, how that hot seat orange or Fanta orange is going to taste when it hits those taste buds, you begin to start thinking about all of this stuff and it feels good to you and you get even more hungrier just by the thought of it. And you're picturing this sandwich, you're picturing how, or you're smelling, like you can smell the food even though it's not even physically near you. So what do you do after that? You get off of work and you go to McDonald's and you get what you want. You go to McDonald's and you ask for what you want and you pray that everything is right on the sandwich and that everything is just the way that you need it to be. So your question is, how do we get there? How do we take the first step? You got to acknowledge it and you got to envision it. What does it look like for you? What would it feel like? What would it do to finally wrap your hands or your mind around whatever it is that you want? And when you get to that place, because you can have a vision, but until you see that vision or you see that thing that you want, it's just a thought. But when you can see it, you can work towards it and you can go out there and get what you want.
What about those that say, I'm working a job and I'm taking care of my kids. I don't have time for this vision work. I need to put food on my table. What would we say to them about setting their souls on fire for a new direction, Jarrell?
What I would say to them is, the new direction is revealed to me. Food will always be on the table. My family will always be taken care of. I am being appointed and pushed and moved out of my comfort zone to do something different that will get me the results that I need. Once again, as long as we constantly tell ourselves what we don't have and I don't have the time for this, I don't have the time, then guess what life presents us with? It presents us with everything, everybody, and everyone that takes up all of our time when we actually don't have time for ourselves. And if you don't take time out for yourself and you're busy doing everything for everyone else, you don't benefit. Everybody else benefits. And until you put yourself first, until you take the time out to say, you know what, this is something that I need for myself. We get caught up on doing so much for other people, mama, that we put ourselves on the back burner. And by the time we realize that we've been on the back burner for a really, really long time, we're not on fire. We're burnt up and we don't have anything else to give. And we don't want to go through life like that. So I tell a lot of my clients, when you take your first step, it's not about how big the step is. Who cares about how big it is? All we care about is you just taking the step. It's like when a baby is crawling and the baby gets ready to walk. I don't know if you all have. I've never seen a baby just start crawling and just get up and walk straight across the room like a regular normal human being. I've never seen it. The baby kind of wobbles a little bit when they're taking their first step. They kind of fall a little bit. They may cry a little bit because it's a new territory. It's something that they've never done before, but they're trying. So if a baby's first step isn't pretty and it isn't perfect, why do we expect for our first step to be pretty and perfect? Who cares about what it looks like? Who cares about if it's perfect or not? Who cares about how big it is? What we really care about is that you just make the choice and you make the decision to just take a step. If you can't take a step, crawl. You can't crawl, scoot. If you can't scoot, imagine yourself scooting. Don't stay in the same spot. You gotta move.
You know, Terrell, I love what you said. You gotta move. And so, when people talking about setting their souls on fire, how do you get into action against all the people and the naysayers who say, oh, this is crazy. You gotta keep your job. What are you doing? You got kids to feed, or you're too young, or you're too old. How do you still move through all of those words of discouragement to keep your soul on fire?
Yeah, you gotta start detaching. You have to start detaching. There's something that I tell my clients, and this is what you do. When you have something in your life that you want to do, a place that you want to go, a vision that you have, a business that you want to open, you're going to have one or two people. You're going to have people that's going to say, I think that's a great idea. I support you in whatever it is that you do. And then you're going to have those people that's going to say, I think that's crazy. I don't really see the outcome of that. If it was me, I would do X, Y, and Z. And what you do to both sets of people, you tell them thank you, but you move closer to the people that support you. Doesn't mean that the people that don't see your vision, doesn't mean that you just, that they don't love you and that they don't care about you. It just means that they don't see your vision. And anytime we're in life, we got to learn how to get around people who see our visions. You may not understand them. You may not really, really be able to put two and two together. But what I need in order for my life to stay fueled is I just need you to say, okay. I just need you to say, I support you. I don't need for you to tell me how crazy it sounds and how you don't think it works, because what that's going to do is that's going to semi-damn my life. And if my mind isn't strong enough to stay the course and to stay on point with what I'm doing, I'll start to listen to the naysayers, or we'll start listening to the naysayers. And then when we begin to start doubting ourselves, and then we begin to start questioning ourselves, and then we start saying, well, yeah, that does make sense. Well, I got a good paying job right here. Well, it don't make sense to leave it. Well, no, maybe. Well, maybe if I was younger, maybe if I didn't have kids. And then we start basically talking ourselves out of probably the greatest invention or the greatest move that we'll ever make in our life. So you kind of have to detach from the negative people and the negative things that don't make you feel good in the direction that you're trying to go to stay lit, or your fire lit. And you got to cling to the people that really support you and that want to be around. So just say thank you and make a better choice.
So Jarrell, for our last word, what would you recommend for someone to understand the power of keeping your soul on fire?
What would I recommend, or what would I tell the people? I tell them this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. What does that mean? To me, it means that it doesn't matter how big my flame is. It doesn't matter how strong or powerful the heat radiates off of it. But as long as I have a piece of light that's still shimmering, I'm not gonna let anybody blow it out, and I'm not gonna let anything dim. I'm not gonna let the wind blow or anyone do anything to me that's gonna put me in a place of being completely burned out. Sometimes it's like when people are trying to light a cigarette when the wind is blowing. They put their hand over the flame to try to protect it. If you're trying to protect your light, and you're trying to keep your body lit, you're trying to keep your feelings lit and the emotions lit, you're trying to just really, you're trying to stay there. Put your hand around yourself. Put your arms around yourself. Protect yourself. Love yourself. Hold yourself. Don't let anybody or anything dim out your light. You got to keep going. So that's what I have to offer for the people. Protect yourself.
I love it. Jarrell, please let everyone know where they can reach you, where they can contact you. If they want more of how to keep their souls on fire, how can they contact you, Jarrell?
They can always reach me on my website, or at my website, which is trustjarrell.com. It's trustjarrell.com. You guys also follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram at lifecoach_Jarrell. Follow me on Twitter and Periscope at trust_Jarrell. And you guys can also find me on Facebook at trustjarrellreloaded. And for everyone that's listening, you guys be sure to catch me on Monday morning at 8 a.m. Central Time. I will be back during my morning Monday broadcast, where I'll be giving great nuggets and jewels to get you guys rejuvenated, recharged, and set for your week.
Jarrell, you are a gem. Once again, everyone, thank you so much for coming back for the bonus content of Set Your Soul on Fire. We're giving you this information because we believe in you. Even if you're not sure about your direction, let this bonus content, let this conversation be a sign that yes, this was for you. You, especially for you, the one who was second-guessing your power, the one who was thinking, I have nothing to offer, nothing to give, the one who was thinking, I've been through too much, I can't do this. This conversation is your sign. Yes, you can. you have all the tools to be the miracle that you were born to be. Once again, everyone, thank you so much for coming to the Ask Mama Louise show, where I am your host, Louise O'Shields. I can be reached all over social media under Ask Mama Louise on Facebook, on Instagram, on Periscope, live here with the Chill Lover Radio Network. We believe in the miracle of you, and I always sign off by letting you know I need you to repeat this over and over again. I am a miracle. Be the miracle that you're born to be. We believe in you. Come on and set this world on fire with the miracle of you. Thank you so much, Toretta. I love you, darling.
Oh, I love you back, Mama.
Thank you, dear. Good night.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.